Good morning, everyone. Let us together read the Bible. When I'm teaching with the teens, I always explain to them exactly where it is. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and in the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. As in today's prayer by the priest leader, we have had the parents and child worship service where they have a field day. Usually we have the parent-child worship service here in the worship hall, but today we're having it out on the ground. So I thought I would introduce to you a song. This is a fairy trail that was used in a commercial in Korea years ago. And I'm going to sing it myself, but singing a child's song is unusual, perhaps. And I'm just going to sing the refrain. And so this is the song. The tata in it is father. Another is to give it a try. And another part of the song says that it's because we're here. So this is a song where the children are encouraging their father. The whole song is about when the father comes home and he doesn't seem very cheerful. And the children are worrying. And so they say, keep trying, Papa, because we're here and we're trying to encourage you. So, when you're not so happy, remember that we're here and we love you, and then you'll feel better. The commercial that this was used in was encouraging to all the salarymen in Korea, they thought. When you're having difficulties, think of your children, think of their faces, and then you can get up again and get back to work with goodwill and cheer. So the idea of this song is that when you think of somebody, strength will well up in you. Of course, that might be your beloved children or other members of your family or friends. These are such precious existence to you, and you think about them and you can get over your troubles. I think most people have this experience. This is the fourth year that I have been responsible for the teens' worship service and related work. And when I am preparing for it, when I'm preparing, I always think, What was it like for me when I was a student in junior high school or high school? And I think the children are listening very carefully to the sermons and the message. But I wonder how much they are doing that. To me, when I was a high school student, I thought my faithful life was an obligation and I couldn't help it, but the experience of being close to and loving the Word was rare for me. Mostly I went because my parents made me. Because I wasn't reading the Bible very much, otherwise this lifestyle was of no problem to me. And I wondered why people think they have to read the Bible. I wondered if other people thought it was fun to read the Bible. And now that was 20 years ago for me. And now, I read through the Bible twice in 1 year with electronic Bibles on your telephone. Now you can open the Bible at any time. But 20 years ago, it was the opposite. I wonder why I've been able to change in that way. Well, I've come to be unable to live without seeking the Word. Through the Word, when I remember the Lord, I'm able to get up and work, but without that, I cannot. In today's Holy Word, it says to remember your Creator. This is a very precious command to us. So let us think carefully about it today. So once again, I want to read from Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. So, in this word, let us think why we must remember the Creator, and when. So first let's think about when. It says, in your young days. And I want to look at those words carefully from Ecclesiastes. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. In the days of your youth, you're supposed to remember or think about your Creator. So, here's a question. It says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. When are we young? How old would you be in the number of years? Is it the years when you have more strength than you need? Is it when your skin is smooth and you have no wrinkles yet? Perhaps it's when your hair grows out in lush abundance. But I think there's an ambiguity here. That's how I feel about it. Now that I'm around 40, I don't think of myself as very young. people around me will say, oh, you are still so young. So this expression, you look so young, you seem so young, is ambiguous. And in the Bible, what do they mean by young? When you think of the younger days, the days when of your youth, what do you think of? In the previous chapter, let's look at verse 9 of chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you the joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So when you are young, you do what you feel like. Whatever you see that you like and want, you should try to get. To me, when I was in Korea and studying in the seminary, so let's think that this is when you are at your most powerful, when you are in your best condition. When you think everything is going well, when you think you're about to grasp happiness, in this year's theme song, we have the good days. So perhaps not 20 or 30 year old seminary students, but once they've been ordained and are in their 40s, perhaps that's what young means. So in that seminary, we were taught that this verse doesn't refer to a particular age, but to all of the young seminary students, to all of the seminary students in their time as students, not just when they were few in years. So this verse 9 says, when you're young, do your best and follow the ways of your heart. So 10 years, more than 10 years later, this teaching is in my heart. And unfortunately to me, more than the word, more than God himself, other things are easy for me to seek. When I was a college student in my early 20s, I studied intensely, and seeking money, I would be looking for part-time work, and when I got it, I would work hard. There were times when I would study until dawn. There were times when I was trying to build up a network and would irrationally seek the company of certain people, because I thought later things would become more wealthy and my life would be more full. That's what I believed. My youthful strength, my ability to study, I thought all things would become my strength and go my way. That this effort I was putting would be a tool to my advancement. That's what I thought. But in fact, even now, it's very difficult for me to get away from those practices. And yet, those things never did give me strength. Not at all. When I wanted those things, I would think, now I can do anything, but at those times when I thought I could do anything in my own strength, my precious friends and our relationship with them, my trust of people around me, I would lose those things. And now they have become much more precious to me, those things. And then I had times of troubles, and I realized that the only thing that really encouraged me was my Creator and the words of God. They were always there. Whatever I sought, they provided. That's what I learned. In this morning's reading, the days of your youth are those times in your life when you think you can do anything. And at that time, you should remember the Creator. That's what it teaches us. And also here, following these words of youth, we get the days of trouble. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. The days of your youth are the days when you can do anything with your own strength. The days of trouble are those times when you can't do anything. The days of reversal. In this morning's reading, the days of trouble will have no pleasure in them. Before they come, you should turn to the Creator and remember Him. And why is that? Because when you are having trouble, when you are in pain, who will encourage you and support you? It's your God, who is the Creator. You know that in the Bible there are 66 books. And among them are the 20-some books of the Bible, of which about half, the New Testament, of which about half were written by the Apostle Paul. And how is it that Paul was able to leave behind so many letters and such teachings? How was it that he was able to write down so much that became our Bible, that is the Word of God? If we look at the books of Paul, we don't see that he speaks of his own strength. Rather, he is always writing about his weakness. In Romans, in Romans 7, from 22 to 24. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? And so Paul, in his difficulties, knows his weakness. And he too suffered for sin. He writes that he is an unfortunate person. And how is he different from us? There's nothing different. This weakness that Paul realizes in himself is the same weakness we all experience. And perhaps he knew more weaknesses than most of us. You know how he speaks of his sicknesses. And so the Apostle Paul would come to say, not that his weakness was embarrassing or shameful, he would say, it's my pride. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But the Lord said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What is he talking about? Why can he be proud of his weakness? That's because, as he is aware of his weaknesses, he knows that Christ's power will be enough. The grace of Jesus Christ flows out on you in great abundance and makes it possible for us weak people to bear anything. And in this way, Paul could say that his own weakness was his joy. The very fact, the very existence of our weakness is something to be joyful about. Because Jesus' power can be revealed through us. In this verse, the words "power may rest on me" come out. The Greek also means to live in or to be realized in. And so Paul is talking about how he receives power from Christ. Let's look again at verse 9. Therefore, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. To Paul, at such times as he was weak, was filled with a sense of his own inability, his sad state. But at that time, he accomplished the most. When he thought of those things, he was able to appeal to Christ, to his Lord Jesus Christ. So by knowing our weakness, we can become strong through Christ. When we experience weakness, the Lord who is with us will become our strength. When we are in such pain that we can't breathe, when we are suffering greatly, the grace that Jesus is bringing to us, the blessing of having Jesus with us, isn't that enough? Isn't that the encouragement we need? So let us remember the blessing that Jesus is with us, that he has sent his grace to us, that he has given to us this possibility of remembering God. And in the times of troubles, when we are knowing our own weakness, that's when God comes to us. That's when the Creator is with us. At times of trouble, in times of disaster or sickness, let us remember our Creator. There's a third part of this verse I want to look at. And that is the Creator. Remember your Creator, it says. Why does the preacher, the author of Ecclesiastes, say, remember your Creator? He doesn't say, remember your Lord or remember your God. He writes, remember your Creator. That's what it is. What meaning is there to this choice of word, of this way to name God? In us, we cannot directly see our Creator God. We can't hear his voice directly. Therefore, the word says, remember your God, who you cannot see. And we think of this as a difficult thing to do. Don't we feel that way? And yet, how are we going to go about this remembering of our Creator? We remember the Creator by looking at the creation. What does it say in Genesis? It seems like half the people are looking at it. At the beginning of Genesis, in verse 1 of chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The word that we have had given to us has this at the beginning. We remember that God is the one who created heaven and earth before even we existed. The Bible emphasizes this point that God is the creator over and over again. And through this fact, we can get an important meaning from this fact. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, we see, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. So, by looking at the things that we can see that are created, we can understand the presence of the God that we cannot see. The rivers and mountains, the clouds and the sun, the birds, the fish, the animals, all of these creations, they are God's creations. God made them. And so if we just look at them, if we just see the beautiful nature, the beautiful things in it, but if we look through the eyes of faith, if we look at the creation through eyes of faith, then we can perceive God. Through faith, those things that we can see allow us to realize the existence of God. And that's why in Ecclesiastes the preacher says, remember your Creator. Because that brings up the creation. And that's how we can think about God. A few days ago, 2 weeks ago, I started studying haiku, the short poems. So I bought a book like this, and I began studying about haiku. At first, the depth of the haiku is not clear to me, but I began to enjoy them as I studied them. And as you study the haiku, there are two things that you realize. First, there's always something that points to a season. There are four seasons, and all of the things in the world have a season associated with them. And by using these symbols of the seasons, we can know the time, the season of the haiku. And so this book tells us of all the different season symbols that you can use, as thick as it is. And so we can observe the things that we see every day. We shouldn't just look at them as if they don't have no meaning. We should consider them. And in creating a haiku, you need to think deeply. With only 575 syllables, you need to consider carefully what you are going to put in them, according to this book. You observe the world, think deeply, and yet, if you don't read lots of good haiku, you will find it difficult to make one of your own. So, a second thing that I learned about haiku I think this helps us with the verse today, remember your creator. If we use our faith and look at the things of the world, we become able to remember our creator. There is a famous haiku. A dragonfly seemed to fly through a cloudless sky, and I was complete. I think that's what the translation is. This is hard. And so this haiku tells us about how the author was surprised at discovering there were no clouds in the sky. This is called Keri. Something that was there from long before you become aware and are surprised or astonished at its existence. Around us, there are things that have been there since forever. God made them, and the world is full of them. And if we look even now, there are people sitting next to us. They also were created by God. If we look outside, we see all the things that are there, and God made them all. So, to find a way to remember our Creator, these ways are around us all the time, in great abundance. If we were to create this haiku for the Lord, it would be, the heavens and the earth were made by the Lord, and I am complete. It's because these creations are all around us. If we face them with the eye of a believer, we can remember our Creator. In our daily lives, everywhere we can see our Creator. Isn't that so? The preacher says, in the days of your youth, remember your Creator. Before the days of trouble come and the years when you will say, I find no pleasure in them come. Aren't we all today walking in the days of our youth? Or perhaps we are in the days of trouble. The preacher encourages us. When you think you can do it all yourself, or in reverse, when you think you can do nothing at any time, you can remember God who created all of us and walk in His light. And if we have faith, when we look at all the created things around us, we can remember God. Through faith, we can, through the things that exist that we can see, we can know the presence of our Creator. Let us walk with God in our lives. Now let us pray. Heavenly Father God, we praise your name. We are people who walk in youth at times, walk in trouble at times. But we remember that you created us, that you are our Creator. Let us, help us to remember you at any time. At all times, we remember you as we walk our lives. Make us into such people. Make us people who look at anything and think of you. Give us strength to live our lives. Amen.